Praise the Lord for the privilege of being here again. We only expected a few people this weekend. It is holiday season, and not everyone can always come as they would like to. But we are grateful to God that we can still come together to hear the word, to have fellowship with one another and also with God. And this fellowship must become ever more intimate, more sincere. It must become deeper. As David says in one place, "The deep calleth unto the deep." The call must come from the deep. I cannot remember ever having translated the sermon we heard last night. No, never. It is an old sermon that I simply took from the mass of sermons. And I was sure that the sermon was over. And when I rewound the cassette after the service, Brother Gajdacz came and asked, "Tell me, is the sermon over?" I said, "Of course." But then I stopped, and lo and behold, it wasn't over. There's something very beautiful on the second side. We are grateful to the Lord. I also expressed this yesterday. It wasn't just spoken. It wasn't just preached. It wasn't just things that were claimed or put out there. God confirmed it. God was present. He did not leave us without an answer. And that is what makes it so alive, so valuable, so precious. Because we are dealing with God and not with a human being who wanted something. And as Brother Rus just read, God said to Jeremiah, "Before you were formed in the womb, I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And we, as believers, have understood by revelation that we too were chosen before the foundation of the world to behold the glory of God. And so let us make our calling and election sure. Make it sure. The anchor must reach behind the veil into the Holy of Holies. I will translate the second part this morning. All those who did not hear the sermon last night should listen to it afterwards in order to catch up and get the full picture. I believe it can only be recommended to everyone. Is that right? There would be testimonies of what God has done. And I hope that we will all soon be able to talk about what God is doing, what people do, and what the enemy does is not even worth mentioning, not worth wasting time on. There is a word in a psalm, "There will be singing and rejoicing of God's victory in the tabernacles of the righteous." And God's victory must be revealed. It was revealed on Golgotha. And we believe that we are partakers of what God has done. I have testified here and also in Zurich of what God has done in South Tyrol, where people lived in isolation and had only one desire. O God, send us a preacher who will proclaim the truth to us. They have a wonderful church where there is singing, playing, everything a person could think of. And yet, a prayer, a cry, O God, send us a preacher who will preach the truth to us. And then the first cassette arrived at the house, and the sister cried out, God has answered our prayer. This is the truth that is being preached here. I told you, we had a beautiful baptism. 6 people were baptized, and God has given salvation and grace. God is still in control, and everything is subject to Him, as the song goes. All adversities, everything that may stand in our way, should not be stumbling blocks, but steps on which we simply come closer to the Lord, until we are deemed worthy to experience His glory in its fullness, and then also to see it. I would like to read from the Word of God, before I translate now, referring to what was read yesterday evening. I would like to read that one verse again, and then from the prophet Isaiah 49. Last night, we all read Zechariah 8, namely, verse 6, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If this seems impossible to the remnant of this people in those days, must it also seem impossible to me, saith the Lord of hosts. The phrase, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, is somewhat more common in older translations, but both are the same. The prophets only spoke after the Lord God had spoken to them. True prophets did not speak on the assumption that God was speaking. They only spoke after the Lord had spoken. Only after they had seen the vision, received the inspiration, only then did they speak. And so we know with absolute certainty that we are not dealing with Jeremiah or Isaiah or Zechariah, but with God, who anointed these men, inspired them, and set them apart to be a blessing. This is what it's about. God speaks of gathering His people. He will save them from the East country and from the West country. He will bring them, and they shall dwell in Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and righteousness. It is a promise. For many years, it seemed impossible, unfulfillable, scattered throughout all the lands, no home, no place to stay, from people to people, from nation to nation. But because God said it, and it is part of His plan, it had to happen. It had to happen. But to the people, He says here, it seems impossible. And then He asks the question, must it then also seem impossible to me? No. God does what He has set out to do in His omnipotence. And even if things seem impossible to us, if it is part of His plan, then the impossible becomes possible. What no human being could imagine becomes true when God has said it. We also read this in the prophet Jeremiah. When the prophet saw the tree that had awakened, the answer came, "Yes, you have seen correctly. I watch over my word to fulfill it." Oh, what a blessing, what a grace. God watches over his word to fulfill it. And if his word is in you and in me, then he watches over you and me to fulfill his word in you and in me. Is that so? For just as he watched over the prophets who received the word, so he watches over all who have received his word. Now let us look at the scripture from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 24 and 25. Isaiah 49:24-25. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered?
Oder können die Gefangenen eines Mächtigen entrinnen? Das ist die Frage.
That is the question. Here we are talking about a mighty man, a tyrant, and captives. Can they be rescued? Can the prey be taken from him? And then comes the answer, yes. Thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. The devil may be mighty, but one thing is certain, he is not almighty. Amen? He may be mighty, but there is only one who is almighty, and that is God. And when the devil has run off with spoils, God will overcome him. He has overcome him. And here is the question. Can the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? And behind this is the divine yes. Hallelujah. The divine yes. Yes, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. They have been taken from him. For God was in Christ and reconciled the world to himself. The prey have been taken from the enemy. We are redeemed. We are free. We may serve the Lord. We may follow him. Yes, thus saith the Lord. And we believe it with all our hearts. Amen? Amen. Let us count ourselves among those who were once the prey of the enemy, who had overwhelmed and carried us away, that the Lord has claimed his own as the Almighty. Here we are talking about the Mighty One. Certainly, he has accomplished a few things, but nothing good. But God is the Almighty. Do we believe this with all our hearts? Did not our Lord say, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth"? Is that right? Is that true? Can we now claim this for ourselves? The hour has come. The hour has come. The time has come. God wants to make his word a reality. And Satan must submit. He must depart. He must. There is no other way. For God has the last word. There was only one more scripture I wanted to read, and it is found in Isaiah 33, verse 2, which is also very familiar to all of us. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Isaiah 33, verse 2. Lord, be thou our arm. Lord, be gracious unto us. We wait for you, even now, as we continue to hear the word. Our hope is in the living God who created heaven and earth, the God who answers prayers, who is able to help, who is Lord of every situation, but who wants to be Lord of our lives, as we heard so clearly and plainly yesterday evening. Not only Redeemer, not only Savior, he wants to be Lord. He wants to determine. He wants to have a say. Lord, be gracious unto us. Who can say with all their heart, Lord, have mercy on me? We all desperately need God's mercy. Truly. And when the cry comes from the soul, then the one who is merciful will have mercy on us and will help us. Lord, be merciful to us. We have waited for thee. Be thou our arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Where we can no longer help, where we can no longer speak, where we can no longer do anything, where everything seems absolutely hopeless, there the Lord can prove to be our help in times of need. Can the prey be taken from the mighty? Can the captives of a mighty man go free? God's word says yes, and we say amen. Amen, for it is done. It is finished. And then the first word from Zechariah 8. If it seems impossible to you in those days, and these are the days in which we live, the prophets spoke of these days. And it says, you who hear the words of the prophets in those days, take courage. We are the ones who have heard the words of the prophets. We take courage. We are strengthened in our faith in the living God. And even if the whole world is turned upside down, we stand on the foundation of faith. To the glory and praise of our God. Let us sing Only Believe, and then we'll translate the rest of the sermon. Glaube
yeah. raise your hands and say, Lord, here I am. God bless you. Masses with their hands. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine, now hear me while I pray and take all my sins away, my unbelief. Oh, let me from this day be holy. Lord Jesus, thou seest this people's hands. You know their hearts. You stand there, that you knocking. May they not look out to some mythical, mystic, but may they look straight in the face of the crucified Son of God. May they have an understanding this morning like never before. Grant, Lord, we've had difficult. Satan has fought us in every way. Even for this meeting this morning, wasn't even any here to give the prayer cards that they could be lined up for the out-of-town people, that thou might be able to show the exceeding abundance of thy presence according to a divine gift and a will by your own great power. But thou art God who overrules all things. You overrule difficult circumstances. And I pray, God, today that you'll catch the heart of every person, gain access to every room and compartment. May they swing open their heart just now, and all those who raise their hands are being selfish or being neglectful or things that's not like you'd want to be, it shows in their life that you don't live in that compartment. May it be opened up just now. And Lord Jesus, come in and make your abode with them. And then, Lord, we would pray also for these who are sick and afflicted, that this hour that something might be done that would so shock this people to an understanding of the realization of the presence of Jesus Christ, that their hearts might be open. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It was giving out over the radio and by mouth at the tabernacle that today we would give out prayer cards. And the reason we give prayer cards in the tabernacle is to get the people who's out of town. See, that the people that's here in the city, we have prayer for them daily, or times here at the tabernacle. But to get the people, the power of discernment is in Christ alone, and anyone knows that. That is in God alone. And in when Christ was on earth, in a physical, corporal body, as we stand today, he walked in Galilee and different places. There he claimed not to have power to heal the sick or to perform miracles. He said, I can do nothing in myself. I do nothing till first the Father shows me what to do. Anyone knows the scripture, St. John 5, knows that that's true. He did not perform any miracles until the Father showed him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son himself, the tabernacle that God dwelt in his body, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. And you notice, when he come to his own country, his own city, what happened? He couldn't do it. He laid his hands on some sick folks. He turned around and said, verily I say unto you, that a prophet in his own country amongst his own. You know how that was said. But he's been so gracious to us to permit us to have a few meetings of that type. That's right. What is it to do? It's to let this city, these people, and those who are round about, who's never been out in the other meeting, to know that he is the living God. He said, these things that I do shall you also. You'll do these same works. He said, a little while in the world won't see me no more. Yet you'll see me, for I'll be with you even in you to the end of the age. That's right. And the things that I do shall you do also to the end of the age. I believe that we're living in the closing days of the Gentile dispensation. Everything is just perfect in order right now for the end time. But the going home of the church, that's what Christ is waiting on. As he was in the days of Noah, long suffering, not willing that any should perish. He's same thing today, not long suffering he is. Now, not willing that any should perish. Great signs and wonders is gone. People say, well, we're looking for a great age to come. My friend, the age is just about gone. The Gentiles are finished. It's at the end time. So now is the time to receive Christ and to be ready. Now listen, friends. I don't know. Now, there's not a prayer card in the house. There's not one. Billy was here a while ago somewhere. He had about 100 cards to give out, but the people didn't get here to give them to him. They had to start the service, so we don't interrupt that. So I said, I just call the people up and pray for them. But I feel that the presence of Christ is here. I feel that I prepared, and this message even, for the church this morning, for that purpose. And somehow the enemy has beset us in some way. But I believe that Christ is able to override the enemy if our hearts are right with him. And many of you people who's raised your hands, of course, as soon as this service is over, when the altar call's made, I want you to come here and thank God for what he's done for you. When you receive faith, what is faith? We could form a prayer line here and bring the people to half a dozen more. That discernment's very powerful. And it would come here to the platform, and you'll notice I'm 48 years old. Visions has been seen since I was about 2 years old, and not one time has any of it failed. Even the things when I'd said, I didn't know how it could ever be, but it works just that way. Then it's God. See, it has to be God. Then if God is present to fulfill his word, to prove that these things that I do shall you also, then he proves that to be so. Then God open our eyes. If we could see that come to pass, then every promise is true. When he was on earth, just a moment. When he was on earth, what did he say? Here's what he said. He said, you destroy this body, I'll raise it up in 3 days. How did he know to do that? Because David, the prophet, said, I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. Neither will I suffer, leave his soul in hell. He knew he was the anointed Messiah. He knew that was his position. And by knowing that was his position, now notice, knowing that that was his position, then he was able to give that statement because that promise applied to him. He said, and the scriptures cannot be broken. Amen. If your understanding opens, the scriptures cannot be broken. Amen. That promise pertained to him, and he knew it had to come to pass. Then listen, friends. Every scripture that pertains to you, every promise that pertains to you is yours just as much as that was his. Amen. Sure did. That's why I stand this morning. If the Lord will permit, I'm going to ask him to do something. And in here, we're so hard and so forth in my own, not because you don't believe in me, but it's because his word said this would be. See? His word said it would be. I'm going to ask him to overrule the prayer card situation. I'm going to ask him if he'll do it. See, I remember, let me go on record in this tape machine here that's going to several of them in the room there. I don't say that he will. See, I don't say I'm going to ask him to. And if he will, we'll be thankful. What if the Lord, how many, no one out there has a prayer card. How many sick people out there is sick? Raise your hands. Want something from the Lord. Raise your hands wherever you are. Now I can see your faces, so I can just about tell who you are. So, I can tell, and if it's any of the folks of the tabernacle, I don't want them folks. I want the Lord to show me somebody that's away from the tabernacle. Somebody that's from out of town. Cause if somebody from the tabernacle, that's why we give our cards. to get the people that's not in the tabernacle. So that the people say, well, he knows that person. That's how that discernment comes. How does it come in Italy and Germany and Switzerland and Africa and all around over the world? How does it sit here and tell things that will happen 3 or 4 or 4 or 5 years off and hit it just as perfectly to the dot? It's Christ. Who was it led the children of Israel through the wilderness? Christ. What was he then? I want to ask you something. Just think of this a minute. What was he? A pillar of fire. A pillar of fire. And when he come on earth, he said that he was that pillar of fire. They said, our fathers eat manna in the wilderness. He said, I'm the bread of life. He said, our fathers drink from a spiritual rock. He said, I'm the rock. Why, well, said, Moses saw him in a burning bush. He said, before Abraham was, I am. That I am is in the bush. He said, now I came from God, a pillar of fire. God is light. We know that. God dwells in spirit, not in flesh. And in this pillar of light, Jesus said, I came from that and I go back to that. Now that might be out of your theology, but it's in the Bible. Jesus said it. And when he died, buried, rose again, and when St. Paul was on his road down to Damascus to arrest the people, Jesus appeared to him again in that pillar of fire. And struck him down. Now it could be possible one could see it and the others couldn't see it. Them man that was with Paul didn't see it. They said, we heard a noise, but we see no light. But the light was so bright to Paul, so he put his eyes out. And he was blind for certain days. Pillar of fire. He come to Peter in the prison as the pillar of fire. And here he is today. And if the spirit of the devil is in you, you'll do the works of the devil. If you're an outlaw, if John Dillinger's spirit was in you, you'd pack guns and kill people. Amen. If the spirit of anything was in you, it'll make it act like the person. The spirit of Christ is in you, it'll act like Christ. It'll do the works of Christ. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also. There you are. And now, I'm putting this just for the glory of God. And I'm getting to be an old man. And I know my days may not be too long on earth. I don't know. That I can't say. I hope I live to see the coming of the Lord. I don't know to the will. But I don't know that I'll ever preach another sermon. But we can't tell that. That lays in the hands of God. I don't know. But here's one thing. If we will ask him to come into this midst this morning and will do something, the infallible proof of it, that he is the same resurrected Christ. Amen. And do the same thing that he did when he walked the shores of Galilee. I wonder how many would say, I'd forfeit a place in a prayer line even didn't call me. I'd forfeit my place. And I believe that in my heart would anchor a faith that would just hold me steadfast to Christ. And I'd go from this building this morning, if he will come into these human bodies here this morning, and give somebody out there enough faith like the woman did that touched his garment. And he looked around and said, somebody touched me. And they said, well, everybody's touched. He said, but I got weak. And he looked over the place till he found the woman. And he said, told her what she had had and what her trouble was and said that her faith had saved her. That was Jesus. Amen. Tell me anybody ever lived on earth ever done it outside of him. Amen. Show me the history where it was ever done. I've got the Fox Book of the Martyrs. I got Josephus' early writing. I got Pimberman's early ages. I got Hossa's Two Babylons. There never has been anything happened like it until this day. Amen. That's right. Because we're at the end time. We're at the junction time. And the Gentiles are finishing up. Not long till we be cinders and ashes. You receive him. If he will do it, I don't say that he will. If he doesn't, we'll call a prayer line. If he does do it, would you say, and I know the person is absolutely strange, and God does it, I will believe the Lord Jesus is present, and he'll take my case in his hands, I'll commit it there, and I'll receive like the 25 cents, I'll go away from here thanking God for my healing. Would you do it? Raise your hands and see. How many in here would say you'd do it? Just raise your hands all over. That's wonderful. Oh my. Now, get yourself in condition. Pull that heart open. Say, Jesus, if ever you worked on my heart, do it now. Get all the unbelief out. Let me wake up here, shake myself. Is it true that I passed over something all these years and missed it? Have I been closed up? Oh yes, I know you're with me. But have I let you in everywhere to see you? If you can see him this morning, faith will anchor, diseases will go away. You'll be well. Believe it now. I hope you will believe it. God granted my prayer. Now before we get, let's pray. Oh Lord, this is a terrible thing we're living in. I realize that everything that could have happened will have to be you permitting it to be done, Lord. There are many here, dozen or two, that perhaps are in serious condition. Someone who will not get well if it isn't for you. And I pray that you will grant this blessing to us. And Father, we know that there's only one way to receive faith. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing of the Word of God. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God says the things that I do shall you also. The Word of God said all things are possible to them that believe. Lord God, we're trying to get faith into the people's hearts, to get their doors open, that they might see and know the goodness of God who permit these things to be. Now have mercy upon us, Lord. As I kneel here with the sign of this altar, oh, merciful God, be merciful to us. I pray for every person in here, Lord. For the tabernacle folks, for the out-of-town folks, for all. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God shall raise them up. And if they have did sin, they shall be forgiven of it. And we realize that the people who receive anything otherwise than by the word, it doesn't last very long. We think of the children of Israel, how they all tumble at the supernatural and then fell in the wilderness. Truly it is, Lord, and as people have a solid faith on your word. Now grant this morning that your great presence will permit this, what we ask for, Lord. That the people might know and see the glory of God. And may every person that's in here now, may something or other, faith come down through the channels of God's Spirit.
Amen.
And anoint their hearts just now and their eyes come open. That when they leave this building today, that they did not our hearts burn within us. For we've seen his resurrected being.
Amen.
We wondered, but now we understand. God pull open their door now of faith and walk in and reveal to them and make known thy ways and will.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. I'm a poor subject of your kingdom. I'm unworthy, and I ask forgiveness of my own sins, my own doubts and fears and trespasses and indifference and all that I've done. Lord, forgive me and help me to be a bright, brilliant servant of yours, that I might magnify thy name before my brethren. In the things that I have not strength to do, give me strength, Lord. Not for my glory. Surely, Lord, all these years you've tried me. I pray that I find grace in your heart this morning, that I might gain a little time of fellowship and something within. Grant, Lord. I pray that you'll help me now. Give people faith for our eyes to look to see what you do. In Jesus' name. Now don't doubt, just believe. For all things are possible to them that believe. Now the Lord Jesus is not obligated to do this for us. I'm going to ask Him for at least three peoples that I don't know. Three peoples that I don't know. For Him to reveal to me what I want. Every one of us got a need for anything to pray. And what He reveals, if it's truth, you'll know it whether it's the truth or not. If it isn't the truth, then it just isn't the truth. You'll know it yourself. But if it is the truth, then you embrace it and receive it. What would He do if He stood here this morning? What if He stood here where I'm standing with a carnal body like I stand in? If you'd say, Lord Jesus, I have need of healing, what do you think He would say? He'd say, well, I did that for you when I died for you. How many knows that's the truth? Sure. It's already finished. Then what would give you more faith? For Brother Neville and I to come pray and lay hands on you and anoint you there. The Bible says that. Do that. That's good. We believe that. Sometimes they don't even anoint with oil. Sometimes they have discernment and find evil spirits and cast them out. Sometimes that's done that way. And sometimes it's done by just when Jesus walked. Now that was what He gave the apostles. That's what the apostles did. And many times they did it all different ways. Now which would be more effective, as we've had so many meetings here, which would be more effective now? Just to let the Lord Jesus come down and prove Himself that He's here in that supernatural realm. Is there people in the building here that you know I don't know what's wrong with you or who you are? Raise your hands if there is a people in the building. It knows that I don't know you. Just raise up your hand. Yes, sir. I guess it's everywhere. All right? Open up their eyes, Lord. Open their eyes like those who went to Emmaus. They walked with you all day and didn't know you. But when you done something that they know no one else could do but you, they recognized that it was you. That was after you was dead, buried, and raised again. Now, Father, grant the same thing this day among these people. And the Bible said three would be a witness. So I pray, God, a confirmation will be made this morning in the presence of the people without being brought to the platform. It's all in Your grace. Let it be done, Lord. I pray for Jesus' sake and in Jesus' name, amen. I know this is a strenuous moment for you. What about me? But what I preach, I believe. What I preach, I practice. By the grace of God, I practice. God be with me to help me, that you might know that I'm not saying these things within myself. Your eyes open up and say, well, I know Brother Branham a long time. I've seen this, but I tell you, no matter who he is, he might be Charles Branham's son or so forth like that. But I know one thing, God did something through him. Then look at God, don't look at the man. God don't want to show me, he wants to show himself. It's he. If a vision will just come. Here it is, Sister Snyder. I'm trying to look away from that, see. God be merciful. Here's a man sitting right here. Vision's over him. Looking right at me. I guess I'm a stranger to you. You're trying to get rid of a habit, aren't you? To get rid of smoking cigarettes is what you're trying. Is that right? Raise your hand if that's right. Oh, I mean the young man sitting back here. I don't know you. We're strangers. Is that right among one another? If it is, wave your hand like this. Is that exactly what you was praying about then? All right. You believe? What does that? What did he touch? The Bible said that he's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He never touched me. I never seen the man. But he touched Christ who's here, and Christ used my lips and eyes to speak. Amen. You got your hands up, young man. I see you keep holding your hands. You believe me to be God's prophet? Would you accept what I told you? If you'd have faith and believe, you think you'd actually be saved? Your girlfriend you're praying about, ain't mm-hmm. You want her to get healed too, don't you? But that's right, stand up on your feet. You. That's right, isn't it? I have faith in God. You'll receive it.
Amen.
I'm a stranger to you, young man. I've never seen you. Are we strangers? Raise up both your hands high if we're strangers. I've never seen you in my life. You've never seen me.
Amen.
Now, who? You may be seated now and receive what you asked for. Your faith has granted to you. Do you believe? It was a joke a while ago, wasn't it, sister? But it's not a joke now. I knew the Lord would do that. Or I thought He would. God can't be played with. He's real. If thou canst believe. Here's a woman sitting right back this way. She's praying for somebody else. A woman's got a nervous condition. She's a Catholic by faith. That's right. She lives on Meigs Avenue, doesn't she? If that's right, raise up your hand, lady. All right. You believe? And receive what you ask for. If thou canst believe. What about you way back there? Somebody get the... You know, you're not too far back. Christ knows exactly where you're sitting. I challenge you in Jesus' name to believe now. He's here. His Spirit's here. His power is here. Here sits a man sitting way back there. Looking at me now. Got a green towel. Gray suit like. He's praying also. He wants to be healed of some sort of a stomach trouble. Gastric conditions in his stomach and bowels. That's right. You sitting back there. Let me tell you who you are. You was at a doctor yesterday and he examined you. That's right. I don't know you know that. But God does know. Your faith saves you, sir.
Amen.
Praise be to the living God. The lady sitting right behind him in the next row, about three back in there. They're praying for your mother-in-law.
Amen.
Cripple condition. If you will believe, all right. There's a little fellow sitting there with his hand up to his mouth looking at me. Way back towards the back. He got his hand to his mouth. He's praying. There's a sad like spirit around him. He's wiping his eyes. And just make out a young man. He's praying for somebody. That's a relative of his. The man has been in an institution. It's a young fellow. It's a brother-in-law. The nervous condition, the mental condition. That's correct, sir. You have faith and God will work it for you. I challenge your faith in Christ.
Amen.
Do you believe Him?
Amen.
Is that three? Oh, it's more than that, isn't it? Now do you believe? Is your faith settled? Has your heart come open? Raise your hands if your heart's come open. Is the door open?
Amen.
Then let us bow our heads. Lord, come near now, blessed Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God, I am grateful to Thee, Father, that Thou did grant these blessings, that they, the people which are now present, will know that it wasn't Your servant. It was the Amen. God of heaven
Amen.
Who has honored us this morning by coming into our midst
Amen.
And permitting such to be done
Amen.
To prove to this Gentile generation before it's wiped from the earth that You are the Messiah. You are the Lord God of heavens.
Amen.
You are here, oh Lord, please. I ask You to give one more great shock to this people, as it were, or to open their understanding.
Yeah.
For they'll go in their sins if they fail to believe on Thee and confess their doubts and unbelief. May there come such a blessing to the people just now that they'll know that the Holy Spirit is present
Amen.
And that He is just as willing to heal them as He is to heal anyone It's based upon if thou canst believe. All things are possible. Lord, grant it, and may thy healing power sweep down into the hearts of the people just now and heal each of them. I thank you, Lord. When Satan comes in like a roaring lion, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him.
Amen.
And overthrows him. The great Satan, who claims to be the great one, but our Lord Jesus is the great one.
Thank you.
He and Father God. And I pray, Lord, that just now by your Spirit that you'll move through the audience and heal every person. Through the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask it. Amen. You believe you're healed. You believe that by His stripes has something anchored down in your heart. You have the 25 cents that's going to make you walk from the building. Do you have it? Raise your hand. I have it. It's an anchored faith. I don't care how long it takes, how many days, how many hours. I've got the purchase power of my healing right now, and I'll walk from this building right now just the same as if I was perfectly well. You may be when you're raised to your feet. You may not be. You may not be for weeks. I don't know. But you will be.
Amen.
If you've got the faith to believe it. God is faith.
Amen.
Believe Him with all your heart. Now just shut yourself in with God now. I start like this. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in Thee till it can move the mountain.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, could you be wrong? You can't be wrong. First, if Brother Branham had not one thing to say, your word said so. Then by grace you permitted Brother Branham to look over this building to many people, to do the same thing that you did when you walked Galilee. If I've had a doubt in my heart, Lord, then take it away.
Amen.
Before my day is finished, before I'm called on to answer a judgment, take away my sin of unbelief and make me thine right now. Let me be thine. God bless you is my prayer. Those, now while you're praying, shut in with God, there was those who raised their hands that wanted a walk with God, wanted to open your hearts to Him. The altar is open now, my friend. I'd invite each one of you to come here at the altar, kneel down, and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful. I want you to come into my heart. Move all my doubts. Move all my fears. Move my selfishness.
Amen.
Move everything out. And you come in. Come into my heart and be Lord. Oh, I believe you're my Savior, but you haven't been my Lord. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
This man's name is Davis. He comes from Virginia. He's here to give up a habit of smoking. And a little grudge that he's held in his heart against a loved one since he was a child. That's what he's at the altar for this morning. Now come. You're invited to walk to the altar now. Kneel down here before the Christ of God. Don't notice the little humble tabernacle. Notice who's in here this morning.
Amen.
Our blessed Savior. You come, you're invited. The Lord Jesus waits for you to come. Forever cleansing spirit to go from your heart. Dear children of all, in the waters, some to the flood, some to deep waters, all through the flood, some to great waters, but God gives us all. If walk up this morning. Kneel down in His presence.
God leads the dear children at all. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads the dear children. Some to
Now you're invited as we're singing. If God is knocking at your heart, to let you open up your heart to see His presence, to enjoy the blessings of Him being your Lord, your ruler. Won't you just forget that you're in this little old tabernacle and come up here to the throne of His grace and kneel down with these other weeping people and open up your heart so that He can open your understanding, that you will be His child and serve Him. Once more we sang the last verse of this song. You're invited now. Come.
Away from the mire and away from the clay, God needs His dear children
alone.
Away up in glory, for eternity's way, God needs His dear children.
Softly, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood,
some through great sorrow, but
don't you understand?
Reasons all, in the night season, but all.
Reverently we bow our heads now in the presence of the great King of glory, the great Prince of Peace.
Amen.
How thankful we are that you've raised your hearts open to this
Amen,
great
Jesus.
Spirit that's present now.
Amen.
He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Yes, Jesus.
No matter what your needs is, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
God does this for us. Now children, as you're in the building anywhere, just bow your head, be real reverent, all our brother prays, and you're going to receive that what you ask for. The Lord bless you richly now.
Praise the Lord. Let us stand up. Perhaps we too can sing a chorus that strengthens our faith and increases our certainty, and let us realize that we are not only hearers to what God has promised, and not only observers of what He has done. We are here today to experience the same things with God. Oh, how all the scriptures fit together. What seems impossible to us has long been made possible by God. Everything has happened. Healing, salvation, deliverance. Everything belongs to us. We confess our shortcomings, our unbelief, our doubts. We place our trust in the promises of God's Word. We place ourselves under the precious blood of the Lamb, believing in complete reconciliation and forgiveness, in full salvation of soul, spirit, and body. Today the Lord wants to glorify His name, to confirm His word, which is true. And while we sing, we ask those who desire prayer to come forward. But only come if you believe that God's work has also been accomplished in you. Faith in Golgotha is only part of it. You must believe that it has now been accomplished in you. Believe now that it is a finished work in you. And in this faith, in the finished work of redemption, you can come to the front. And then we will simply lay our hands on you in the same faith that God has already given you what you ask of Him. And so it must and will come true. Hallelujah. God is present. We are not here to artificially create an atmosphere. No, we are here in the presence of God. What we can do is not enough before God. We need what only God can do. People can create an atmosphere and a mood. We are here to be brought into harmony with God, to believe as the scriptures say, and let us take to heart what we have read. Can the prey be taken from the mighty? Can the captives of the mighty be delivered? And behind this, in the Bible, not in the newspaper or any other book, in the Bible, there is a big yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The yes is in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, it says, in Him all of God's promises are yes and amen. We believe it is finished. It is done. The Lord has redeemed His own. He has redeemed. The prey has been taken from the enemy. He has led captivity captive, opened the doors, and given gifts to man. Do we all believe that? So it is written in the Word of God. Take courage, you who hear and believe these words written in the Word of God in these days. We will now sing Only Believe.
Glaube nur, alles ist möglich, o Glaube nur.
Faithful God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these hours. We thank you especially for your precious and holy word, which is infallible, Lord. We know that heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will remain. And you have said, take courage. You who hear the words of the prophets in the last days, Lord, we may take courage. And we have taken courage this morning. And we thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done this day, O Lord. For this be your name honored and praised and glorified and worshipped. You have proven yourself to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. Faithful God, we also ask you to remain with us in the meantime as we now take a short break and bring us together again this afternoon that we may praise your name, that we may honor you and sing your praises and thank you, Lord, for all the good things you do in our time. Honor and praise and worship be to your name. Amen.